Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Thanks for being on board. If you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. But pause this video. What you need to do first is watch the other video attached to today's training entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first, because that gives you all the backstory so that you can fully understand these videos that I make every day. And what does the limited equipment option mean? What's a not for time workout? What's a goal time? What's the wild card option? That video explains all that. It's a bit on the longer side, I know, but you only have to watch it once. So please do that and then come back. Today, going heavy. 5x5 front squat. What a glorious day. It's going to be fun. Last time we did this was on June 26th, 2021. If you want to go back into your BTWB app, see the loading that you used, your rest periods. Was that a good decision? Should you modify it? Of course, if you haven't yet, we post this on Heavy Days, another video that you only need to watch once, but it's entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, and it covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. So it's a great video to watch. Got a video showing the movement. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 70% or higher of your one rep max across all sets. More likely is 50% or higher across all sets. Wild card option, this would be fun. 5x5 for the hang squat clean. Video showing that movement. Scaled option, 5x5 back squat. Video showing that. And that's the scaled option because it's less demanding of flexibility. The great thing about scaling a heavy day is it's actually quite simple. You just keep reducing the loading. You can back squat an empty barbell, a broom handle, a PVC pipe, and therefore darn near anybody in the world can make this day work for you. Limited equipment option. No barbell, but plenty of fitness. 4 rounds, not for time, 10 dumbbell squats, 8 meters of a dumbbell walking lunge, and then 6 Bulgarian split squats on the right leg, 6 on the left leg. And that's using a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, a pair of 35s for women for those movements. For the dumbbell lunge, you can have them in the hang, you can front rack them. You're lunging them either way. You're good to go. If that loading is a bit too heavy, by all means, reduce the loading. And it's not for time, so break it up as needed. Even though it's not for time, you know, we're going to give some goals. Super Fitness Robot for the limited equipment crew would be doing all those sets unbroken. Wow, crazy, quite frankly. More likely is sets broken up as needed, not for time. No equipment workout, 2 rounds, not for time, 50 air squats, 50 meters of a walking lunge. Videos showing those movements. Accessory work, optional as always. First one is an either or for the midline, either landmine twists, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or planche progression. For the planche progression, you'd watch the video, and then just spend 5 to 10 minutes playing around at whatever step in the progression is appropriately challenging for you. You won't be shortchanged. And the other part of the optional accessory work is a dumbbell front rack lunge, assuming that you didn't do the limited equipment option, obviously. And you would do 3 sets, with each lunge being 10 to 20 meters, of course, depending upon the load, resting a bit between each one of those. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the frog stretch and the foam roller for the back and lats. That closes out Monday. Tomorrow, not a barbell in sight. I'll see you then.